Welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, with me, and we have Rob, who plays Demon.
Hey.
Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hi. How's it going?
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Fright Force.
Hi.
Who tried to take over my shtick at the beginning, so she got to be last today.
That's the only reason why I didn't get to be last. I'm always last.
You also always try to take over your shit.
Only with control magic. That's a fun way to play.
Confirmed, Rob's a blue player.
And I run.
And here's Paul, who plays everyone else.
So, who wants to run the recap from last time?
Hero's origin story, then prison ship.
That's your turn.
You
met Angelo, God Killer.
We shop music played in my head the whole time.
God Slayer sounds right.
Yep. And you guys figured out that the ship, when it was powered, became a beacon to Atlantis?
Yep.
And you turned it off.
Yep.
Yep. Is that trying to communicate?
Had a thought about that.
Yes.
Turn it back on. We have, you know, somebody answer in English like, yeah, hey, this is Jim Bob of so-and-so salvage.
I was thinking like a CB radio thing, like attacked into a CB radio. It's like, that'd be funny, but yeah.
No, it's a human salvage
operation. It could work. Ping it and figure you're in water.
It's a
salvage job. We got the ship up and running. Are you the owners of this vessel? Yeah, this is an ecological disaster. You owe us money.
That's hey. If you want to go that way, you have the.
Yeah, Paul's already thinking of ways to counter it.
Yeah, not counter. Work with.
In any case, so that's an option.
I fully last time was going to start going no habla ingles.
Okay, we speak Spanish now.
No.
No, you know they have the language.
I'm sorry, this is a restricted channel. You need to get off this channel. This is reserved for emergencies only.
No, I can. I just keep thinking of the U.S. naval ship that had problems with their navigation.
And arguing with the lighthouse?
Uh-huh. You need to move. We are a U.S. naval vessel. All right, you guys. You're idiots. I'm a lighthouse and I can't.
We're in a collision course. You move.
Yeah.
Look up. I'm a lighthouse. I'm the big spinny thing in the sky.
Yeah.
All they saw was a light, though.
All they saw was it moves.
Oh, hold on. Somebody rotate the light.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. I believe it. All right. So what do you guys plan on doing? Currently, your plan was to shut a bitch down on in the silt.
Uh-huh.
And then...
So it's not in the same position as where they were expecting it.
Well, they weren't expecting it. They didn't know where the hell it went. Or they would have come got it.
Okay.
And plus some keeping non-detection up.
Yeah.
Non-detection works on, like, an object, like the command vessel. Not the entire fucking cargo ship. I gave you that size, but the cargo ship is a whole different animal.
Yeah, I don't know. I get three of those. I don't have any for... That's one of you guys... Took non-detection.
Either way, it doesn't give you anything big enough for it. Non-detection is supposed to be for something small. I gave it to you as the little ship because it was little ship. Because I knew you were going to big ship.
No. No reincarnating the prison ship. You won't get that done. No matter how many smites you sink into it.
Damn it.
Plus, you might piss off the people that are still in stasis.
Yeah, because they get reincarnated into whatever you create.
Oh, God.
And whale.
Prison ship isn't a weapon, so you can't reincarnate. But then,
definitively not.
So,
but any vehicle could be considered a weapon if you hit somebody
hit
with
it hard enough, yeah, Paul.
I wouldn't consider that.
Legally, though.
Legally doesn't matter. It's magically, and it's not. Okay, so. Alright. So, what's the plan, y'all? I'm going to say you haven't yet shut it off. They are still
shut it off.
You just need to fix it.
Well, you said we're going to need a permanent magic circle, and if they can detect where this is coming from...
We could just appear on them. Teleport to...
He's suggesting us leaving from
Please respond.
Yeah, we're... Oh, the engine's just being disconnected. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
I still think salvage company...
The last thing you hear before shutting it off, because it takes you a while to get down there, is... intercept craft have been.
Can I cast them?
No. It wouldn't work anything that big anyway.
Spear.
By the way, in Shadowrun there is a spell for that, but not in D&D. It's called vehicle invisibility. It's really, really hard to do because something that technological interferes with magic.
I do not have.
Do you want to go with the salvage?
No, they've already sent vessels,
and it would just piss them off. Yes, but then they're more aggressive when they get here.
Correct.
Now they're just going to investigate.
With your water ability, you'd be able to, say, decorate the outside of the ship to look like it was...
Yeah, I was going to say, can I use my water elemental and have him help cover the ship in the silt underneath?
Slight idea might help, too. I've got these time bombs. You can set them and tell me when to detonate. Just poof and scatter all the...
Poof and scatter silt. I mean, yeah, that could work. I'm not telling you what to do. You tell me what you're going to do, and I'll tell you.
I'm just saying, if you want to
do that,
I can give you up to 7. I would like it in a fight.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking 1 or 2.
2. Cool.
You realize that it's like 300 feet long.
Yes, but that should kick up enough silt that we'll be able to...
Yeah, but it won't coat it. That's the problem you're going to run into is like...
How deep of a trench can that make?
It's so dense, you know? Like...
The silt?
Yes, no, the silt's pretty... assuming you're on the shelf, it's pretty dense. If you're off the shelf, which you are, you get down to bedrock pretty quick. Because the shelf blocks... Well, up top, there's a bunch of silt, but there's not as much that's getting eroded down there. Because it isn't lapping against shore.
Well...
Realistically, it's not going to work.
So...
It's too big.
Okay, so the question then becomes... With the engine disconnected,
yes,
that means they can't track it anymore.
No, but they have a ping.
That's fine. I'm gonna call to my good buddy Lord Oceanus and at least move us out of the area without using the engines, so that they'll hit the area but not find anything there.
So you just summon your water elemental friend real quick.
Uh huh.
And it takes the form of Lord Oceanus. He says, "Yes."
I need to move the vessel that we're currently in away from the area so that Atlanteans aren't going to be able to find
it. Moving at any distance, the same. Any distance.
Did we ever figure out what to do with the blue crystal that upgrades the water power?
No, I still have that.
Because he's thinking about giving it to his girlfriend. He's not sure if he's going to do it or not. She'd be able to keep up with you underwater. Actually, no, she'd outspeed you because she's speed power, so that's speed water.
You're your dad, so your whole
water and electricity could be good, could be really bad.
That'd be one interesting super power.
Let's get back to the...
If he can move at any distance, can he move it?
Yeah, we can bring it back to our RSC.
I'm a favor, which you already owe another person a favor, but...
He's racking up powerful favor. He's racking up powerful favors that are owed against him, not for it.
Yeah.
You can ask him what his favor would be. That's a reasonable ask.
Yeah, what is the favor going to be?
So there's a place where there's a bunch of ships that have crashed. And I want them... And for some reason, I don't control the water there. Because of something there, and I'd like it moved.
Terrifying.
Okay.
I just thought about something. Hold on, I gotta find it. Keep going.
I've heard it called the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Yay.
For some reason, I don't control the water there.
Solid method.
I know.
I don't know why I thought of that when the boat was stuck in the canal.
Yeah. They just needed all they needed was 2 tugs. Yeah. They hit it like this, and they couldn't figure that shit out because they were rupturing the hull.
That's what I thought of immediately.
They needed big ass ropes with tugs, but it was stuck.
I just love the meme. Imagine being the next guy to through the Suez Canal and just fuck it, I'll do it again.
All right. Well,
the thing is, you also don't know where Atlantis is. So
yeah.
For all you know, it could be there.
Angelo.
Jeez.
All the people on this vessel, do we have to try to keep them alive, or?
Well, since you started the ship, it will have kicked in the reanimation protocols automatically. You probably have like 6 hours before you have to turn the ship back on, or they're all done.
Shit, Angelo.
Angelo, that was not the right answer.
I didn't tell you, but then have everyone die?
Is there a way we can disable the tracking?
No. Trust me, I asked multiple times.
All right, then the question I have for you is...
Can I handle the interceptor ships? Of course I can. I just can't breathe underwater.
I can fix that, at least for a day.
Noted. Now, they will come for us after that.
Right.
And the interceptor ships will be small, but they have bigger ones. They even had bigger ones when I was around, and that was 2,000 years ago.
How long were they there for the reanimation? Is that 6 hours, or is that...
Oh, to get them active again?
Yes.
Days.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days.
And
to get them fully functional, because each cell has to essentially freeze itself. To thaw itself out and then do it.
Lord Oceanus is asking me for a favor. If you're willing to help me with that favor.
Sure, why not?
Fine. I'll take care of the. I'll figure out what's going on in the Bermuda Triangle.
Excellent.
Take us back to Riverside City.
Hold on,
please.
No, literally, hold on.
as you feel a shunt, and then just acceleration as it rockets out of the silt and just like tears off, and she's like, I want to turn the view screen on so bad. Hold on, I can activate. You have non-detection on the little one still, right?
Yeah.
All right. She activates the view screen on the little one, and you are just like tearing ass through. Essentially, what he's doing is he's aerating the water in front of you to make it less dense, and you're just shooting through like a rocket, like a torpedo, as you like, oh. And about
I've kind of felt this already because that's kind of what happened with the little one.
Yeah, but you're going like three times the speed. He says this can take it, and you're like, please.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the inertia for those of us, you know, inside the ship,
totally fine. The inertial dampeners, baby.
Ours not
on the little one had its own backup supply, which is saving your lives right now, and so you're not plastered against the wall.
Oh, I mean, they would be.
No, even you would be in severe pain. So, just blasting forward, and you see, like, a very thin line ahead. It looks very thin, but in reality, it's the width of the ship that has been cleared of everything. Just, and you are shooting through, and he says, all right, about 10 minutes in, all right, we hit the bay. All right, river, and it slows way down. Because the wake would just destroy it.
Yeah.
All right. Dealing with wake is a pain in the ass. He kind of grumbles to himself. He's like, oh, flat. Make sure it doesn't. And you see, like, he's almost forming, like, a shell of placid water on you guys, which makes no sense physically works. And just slowly shoves it up the river. He says,
once we get back into communication, right, I'm going to go, hey, John, got a big ship coming up the Mississippi. Please make sure things are clear.
How big? It's like 50 feet tall.
300 yards long.
Yeah, 300 yards long. Yeah. What is it?
Classified?
You also been asked by Brigitte to inform her next time you make a request like this.
I need to talk to her anyway.
All right, I'll patch her through. Hold on. And Lord Georgina says, this trip looks...
Okay. Thank you.
I don't want to mess up...
No, please don't.
Mess up the edge. Apparently people live there now. Yeah. It's very strange. We greatly appreciate it. So Brigitte patches through and says, so...
Hi! How are you?
We survived! I've been doing lots of paperwork.
Okay.
On your behalf.
Okay.
Cece was helping you.
No, Cece's with us.
Cece can be wherever she wants to be.
Oh, that's true.
She just kind of... You realize that she kind of just pops in and out of space whenever she wants.
She wouldn't help.
Her teleportation.
So
yeah, she goes wherever she wants.
Are you still filling out the paperwork
Cece and I are, and she says, I'm here! So much paperwork. I'm sad. I mean, it's so much work.
I'm so sad. Oh, no.
And she says, I had to fill out a 389C. That's a new one, but I'm so excited. It's a pain in the butt. But it's the worst.
Weasel tree.
Thank you. She's not there.
No, but you just... You see a paw.
You see the
teleports.
A literal portal just paw reaches through.
Grabs it and
poo-poo. So she says,
see, we got this shit down.
Yeah, apparently, you caused 64 international incidents in the space of like 2 hours.
And we're gonna cause
new record.
We're gonna cause a couple of more. We're gonna have to start more paperwork.
Bridget's what? And Cece goes,
yes, that's my girl.
I'm hoping to have allies.
Huh? And that's Bridget. You realize that. You nearly had us go to war with war.
No, I took care of that. It's all taken care of.
Well, hold on, let me check. Oh, they removed their red notice. I'm listening now. Also, CC dump files A through F. But it was such good paperwork. Just dump it. It's not used. Now we gotta fill out A through F, B, Z. F, A through F of the Z category for filling out that we have to dump the paperwork. And explain why we don't. And why aren't we at war with war? What was the agreement made? We know he works in deals.
Yes. I'm going to need whatever information you have on Famine's Disciple. Somehow works out of Texas.
Hunger Strike?
Yeah.
You can write that down.
Thank you.
Well, it's his note in this case. He's like, it's an important note. I mean, she's crazy, but...
She's set to take over for Famine.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, he doesn't want that to happen.
War doesn't?
Yes.
You would know to call her.
Oh, the commander.
She said war. She didn't know. Yeah. Oh, call him the commander. Got it. I'll note that in his file. Yes. And you notice in this, like, you check his file, it's in big ass letters. Call him the commander. And she just missed it because she was busy. Okay, so stop the international incident. What do you, wait, why are there, is there another international incident? What?
I may have started another war.
With who?
The Atlantean.
The what now?
Exactly, the Atlantean. You know, Atlantis, the city that's...
The fake city people made up for...
It's not fake. I am currently in...
Who in the FSA knows the Atlanteans exist?
The FSA?
Jolly.
Probably just Jolly. Outside the FSA, we got a list.
Okay. She like, pads. She, like, walks over. She says, hold on. You talk to them. They're yours. Jolly says, hello.
Hi, Jolly. How are you?
apparently, I have a very angry Brigitte, and I don't like angry Brigitte, so what happened?
Well, I took care of the incident with the commander.
I heard that bit. I have very, very good hearing.
But we have currently are
in... And the Atlanteans, what?
Yes.
How are you going to war with the Atlanteans? No one even knows where the country is.
That is a fair point.
That is a fair point, but I have...
How'd you fuck this up?
I didn't fuck it up. I'm trying to save it.
But it has to be fucked up to be saved.
No, it was fucked up to begin with.
Oh, okay. Fair point. I assume Rico has tapped into the phone call.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, no.
We're sitting on speaker.
Okay.
No, I'm just yelling over your shoulder.
I like to mention you put it on speaker because you're like, fuck it.
I do better than that. Yeah, this speaker all...
Okay, so we're the United States is at war with the Atlanteans.
No, currently...
Why are we at war with these?
We're not yet.
The vessel that I am currently in that is now coming up the Mississippi will be...
And where did it come from?
Found it off the coast of Brazil.
Well, no,
how
it was...
How far off the coast?
It was in international waters.
Was it? Was it?
I can't lie. I don't know.
I'll look it up. I'm actually going to, I'm realistically, how far off the coast is international?
10 miles.
Brazilian. Just letting you know.
Yes,
Brazil's not a country anymore. You're fine.
Woohoo!
Someone's right.
Yeah. Besides, we have a living person that was on the ship, so that
I'm retroactively buying the salvage rights for you guys. You notice each of you loses $10,000.
Just take it out of my FSA fund.
We did. Oh, the whole thing? Got it.
The 200,000?
No, the whole 40K.
Yeah.
Okay. Tukunk. Yep.
Demon now owns the salvage rights to this vessel.
Yep.
Well, the problem with it is there isn't salvage rights because there is a living person on it.
It was just in case someone had.
Yeah.
It was a retroactive purchase so that you could say legally you were in the right.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can't salvage it. Technically, there is a living person who was on the ship at
but
the time.
As a just in
besides
case.
The fact that he was a prisoner, nothing
doesn't
to
matter.
Do with it.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, right. Because he was on it, it's his.
Correct.
What's the definition of alive, really?
Walking or breathing.
All right, fine.
Heart beating.
Yeah.
Which it is very slow.
Until he goes Mach 10.
Nope, still really slow.
But when we reconnected the engine into the ship, the Atlanteans...
Where'd you get the engine?
Morris compound.
The commander's compound.
Which explains why you were going... Yeah, that... You should have called me. You people don't... You know, most people report when they go do stupid shit, and I tell them not to do stupid shit, or Brigitte would have told you not to do stupid shit. Make phone calls. Ask Jen for help. She's very helpful. And here, thank you, Jolly.
we don't want to annoy her.
She... Multi-processing is like kind of her thing.
I know, but...
Her job.
I don't like
it's her job.
Annoying people. Okay, I don't like annoying certain people.
Jen, easily.
Jen,
do you find it annoying when they call you? No, I enjoy them.
Shut up
and call her. All right, so you're bringing... And how big is the ship you're bringing up the Mississippi?
300 yards long.
Oh, fuck.
About 100 yards wide. 50, or no, it's...
No, yeah, 300 by 100 by 50 feet. It's like a wedge.
It's like a
candy bar going down the road. Oh, it fits.
Appearing on satellite?
It fits. It, It's cloaked.
Good.
But not from other Atlanteans. It looks like a pot of whales. Oh, what did you guys change it to? Is it a pot of like some other
dragon carp?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's that's like the big thing on Riverside mm-hmm. City. They're only in the Mississippi and only between like
Right by.
So it's Riverside. Weird seeing them moving up the Mississippi.
No, it's totally normal. But like they don't ever go into the bay, and they don't ever go up to the Great Lakes. They're nowhere else.
Okay,
but it's where they like disappear. He says, "Okay, where are you gonna dock it? I mean, correction, I can get you a dock in the docks. But something that big, you'll need to explain what it is.
Via 10.
Okay, it's not that big.
No, but we can park it outside underwater.
It's too big."
To keep underwater.
But if you're trying to, like, not have it get hit by something, it's a round lake. There's nowhere you can lay it against. There's a big old gap of, you know, 100 yards between the wall and it. I mean, then again, maybe you don't care. You know, but I'm just letting you know that that is a risk.
So we extend out your house. We put an ad on it.
Well, no. We just make it a slow no-wake area and shallow.
Or you just put the bitch real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why
just rest it against the inner rim and just let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I'm like, why would it have to be so high in the
rink? Is Jolly filled in that we already have?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He showed up.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, he was going to show up, and then Tenzi said she'd fill him in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you said we need to tell the FSA. She said, I'm going to meet him. I'm going out to dinner with him later.
Got it.
I'll tell him.
Okay. So we should probably tell him about the, 600 people? That are probably going to die in the next 6 hours?
I thought it was mad.
Some hundred.
Oh, no, it was like 1,000. I remember it was 1,000. It was not like 1,000 people even, because it was like that was how many cells they had. Yeah, 1,000 people you have who are totally going to die in, 6 hours if you don't turn this thing back on.
You should probably tell him about that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's 1,000 Atlanteans.
They're kind of angry.
They're going to be kind of angry because it's a prison vessel. They've been cooped up for over 2,000, almost. Yeah.
They're in stasis, and if we turn the power back on, then Atlanteans will know where we
are. Right.
But they're going to have to come
to let me conference in Amara.
That was great. Another scary person.
Ring. Oh, hi, Jolly. Hi, Jolly. How are you doing today? She says, hi, Amara. I have the Vanguard online. Oh. What did they do now?
We're watching Angelo for his emotional reaction to this.
And I think that's true. His eyes light the hell up, and he says,
"Emotional, like angry
joy."
Because we know what you did.
Hold on. Angelo like barges up and like holds the phone. Is that you, Amara? And he's like yelling at the phone because he's in the.
Aww.
He says, "Angelo, you should be dead." Oh. Holy shit, you found the ship?
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, I'm opening up a docking bay for it.
Okay. Can you make sure that it's shielded for...
You can't see her looking at you.
Laughing.
But you can feel the stare from across town.
A couple of thousand miles away, yeah.
From across state lines, you're like...
Sorry.
I fucked up. you're holding your phone, you're like, I knew I pushed a button. I fucked up.
Welcome to the I fucked up crew.
Yeah, it's shielded.
Okay.
Now, now bring this thing up and park it. Also, how are you driving it without it being on?
We have big friends.
Well.
He has big friend.
Okay.
Who tends to ward over us?
You're right. What did he ask for? That's a big favor. I know.
Yeah. Triangle. Bermuda.
I still can't figure out what's going on. Yeah. If you figure it out, let me know. I've been trying to figure it out for a long time.
Okay.
So, yeah. But cool. But yeah, Angelo, we should catch up. Cool. And Jolly, you should really meet Angelo. He is the most fun when playing... Oh, I'll explain the game. The closest thing is tag, but it's much more aggressive.
Yeah, I don't want to do that with him.
That sounds fun!
and she goes on to explain that basically it's
full body tackle.
Combat tag, but effectively.
At Mach 22.
But it's played over the course of like all of Australia. Because people are that fast, so they need somewhere to be, and that was a wasteland for many, many, many years.
A lot of it still is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we could buy up some of the crappy land in the middle of Australia and do it.
No, you can't.
Oh, it's all protected.
No, it's...
Aboriginal.
No, it's a U.S. and Australian safeguard for the detection, or for the international spies.
I'm sorry, what now?
Oh, you don't know about that?
Okay, now I'm interested. Okay, we'll take an aside. Hi.
Yeah. What? The middle of Australia.
Yes.
Which is the farthest away from any body of water.
Yes.
There is a U.S. and Australian NATO facility there for the CIA and all that for conducting and organizing secrets. Because it's the hardest place to get to without being...
Shit, that's dope as hell. Okay. Never mind, it's not Australia, but now it's really cool. I need... That place is going to exist in my book tonight.
I think it's actually real.
Well, I full-ass believe it. Oh, we could use it in Antarctica. Apparently there's things there now, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh,
God damn it.
Yeah, we found ice giants, but they're wusses. This is a dragon saying they're wusses. They're not wusses. But
yeah, they don't know that.
They know. No, you guys know she's a dragon. No, she's saying,
no, only me.
I know, no,
just him.
The players know she's a dragon.
Yeah,
this is a dragon saying they're wusses. They're not wusses. They're badass. She's just a monster.
I thought we closed the gate so they couldn't come through. We
blew it up. Good. You blew up a rune metal gate. Ping, 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 ping. Just sunk into the ice.
You sealed it.
Yeah, you sealed it. Which I told you was not going to last.
Okay.
Because it was just ice. But yeah, so she says, "Oh, he says, oh yeah, we should definitely. I haven't played that in years." And they kind of devolve into chatting. I think that's very. It's called Pine Gap.
Hmm.
That's awesome. I'm a huge fan. I have to write that down because I'm going to need. Just can you send me that article, please?
Yes, I
thank
will.
Thank you, sir.
The article.
Yeah,
that's why I call them the article.
I'm pasting them in Discord.
Thank you. So going to. She basically explains that like. When you get closer, she'll be opening up a special dock that she may or may not have reconfigured just now to allow for this. Past knowledge, understanding. Did it?
I still think. Hi, Jolly. I'm here with the Vanguard. Shit.
So she comes in, and she, you know, you guys just kind of sail back up the thing, and she says, and Jolly says, "Oh, the paperwork you will have to." And Cece says, "Fuck yeah! I mean, oh no!
I'm so sad."
And you can, like, she says, he pulled out an old manila folder. I'm so excited. She's like, I had to digitize it myself. They've never used it before.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
It's an 892A. What's that? For Atlantis.
Oh. Awesome.
Apparently, starting a war with Atlantis gives me new paperwork.
We should do this more often.
Nobody's had to fill this out before. Hooray!
Oh, there was one person that thought he had.
Yes.
Which is why the paperwork exists.
Yep. And it's all like a bunch of bullshit. Like, how do you think you found Atlantis? And like, she's like, this is so condescending. I need to talk with your manager. But she, this is bullshit. And then they devolve into a conversation that you just ignore the rest of. So you manage to...
I just now imagine Brasheen just yelling at a little weasel.
You park the ship, it's fine. You power it on once you're inside the shielded thing.
Mm-hmm.
When do you trigger the reanimation protocol?
When Tenzi says we're clear.
I'm not getting it.
Oh, wait.
No, I
just wanted to send a picture of myself alive and also Rico alive to Grandpa.
You get back two Luchador thumbs ups and a.
We will talk later.
Next time you're in Riverside City, we have to. But that's what you get.
Okay.
So yeah,
I want KK on the ship before we start the mission process.
Paul's trying to figure out
Chief Medical Officer.
Dude, I got so many characters I'm playing with. The fact that, like you said that I know it is, but like I need a little more context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he comes on, or she comes on, and says, "Ah, oh, it's full."
Yes.
Okay. Here's the problem: the reanimation will work. Where are we gonna put him? Even despite how technologically, air quotes it, advanced this place is, there's no way they've got housing for 1,000 people.
Oh, let me work on that. I'm assuming I'll have a couple of days.
Question
for you. Yeah, but we shouldn't start thawing them out until we have a place for them.
Mm-hmm. Problem with it is they've already started.
Yes. It was a failsafe.
How many people can you hold in your dimension?
How many days?
We hit level a couple games ago.
Yeah.
In game.
Less than a week.
Other than the one I use for the water.
It's 100 foot across. Yeah, it adds 100 foot in wonder, you know, 100 foot in diameter every time you cast it.
Okay.
So it's 700 foot across, which is not small, but there's also nothing there.
CC?
It's a blank plane. You need to have someone.
I need you to fill out some paperwork for political
asylum.
Asylum for
what country code?
A.
Atlantis.
Hold on. Doesn't have one. I'll file for one. Okay. That's a long form.
Have fun.
What's their primary export?
I don't know.
Prisoners.
I'm gonna put magic.
Probably the same thing.
Oh, okay. And who is the current leader?
I'm not sure.
I'll put that it's in political turmoil.
Yes.
Thank you.
They've been.
Who is the sponsor? Put Samurai. Oh, sorry. Shinsoku.
Yep.
And that was her messing up, not me.
Okay. Filed. They say I have to wait 2 to 3 to 6 business days for it to be resolved.
And okay. It's going to be a holiday
weekend. And it's going to be a holiday weekend, so it could be a while.
I'm so sorry.
So we're then going to have to also find... Right. We're also going to have to find some place to house...
Oh, I read about this thing. Hold on. And she goes...
I read about this thing.
There's a town in...
Michigan.
And she's like, no. There's a town in northern Wisconsin that no one lives there anymore. I don't know why. Oh, hold on. I got that one. And then there's one in North Dakota that looks like the Episcopal biome, the whole town. We'd have to get that approved. Hey, Jolly, you over there?
Yeah, hold on. He walked back over.
What? I want to buy a town.
You're gonna get me in so much trouble.
But she looks at, what do you mean you wanna buy a town?
She's gonna get
we have to house 1,000 people and there's places for them to live already.
Oh, he says, I got a better idea. Well, he actually like says, opens up like a hollow call with you guys and he like stands in front. He says, look at this. And he pulls up an image of, it's called The Line. It's a real life thing in Saudi Arabia. Or it's
yes, a thing. I know of it.
They've built one in South Dakota, and no one lives there yet. It's been built, but what this is, it is a fully self-contained community. Like, you could live your entire life within this 100-mile-long thing and never leave it, and it's to live vertically. And it's like 1,000 feet tall, mm-hmm. but it's 100 miles long. They built one in South Dakota, and no one lives there. We could potentially move them there, and the FSA already has a block that's dedicated to them. It's another form of arcology. Instead of being like a one big building, it's a wall, a double sided wall with which is super efficient space wise. You could build 1,000 of them. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
there's one of them. Those there. I guess we could put them there.
Oh, okay. I have to start transporting people.
I mean, the ship you're in would fly there. You realize it has a flight mode, right?
I know the little one did.
Yeah, but we're trying to keep it stealth.
You can't power it without it triggering.
Oh, the United States government does not care that you could just...
You sure?
Yes.
The boss says it's okay.
Okay. The amount of aerial superiority we have over every nation in the entire world.
Are you sure?
Because
you with thought... capes as well as technology.
I recommend...
Like trained supers.
Okay.
Though if something does happen, I'll take the blame because like I said, make it happen.
Okay.
You can fly there now, or you can wait a little while and care.
We'll make sure that things are processing properly before we move.
Sounds good. Just when you go, make a note. Let me know.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
I'll leave you to it. Good day. And you hear like a squee from.
I get to fill out more paperwork! Rico, I'm going to need my long stay pajamas sent over, please.
Bob, present long stay pajamas.
No, they'd be in her
personal not camera space.
Yes, it's in her familiar space.
I can't get in without you. Remember?
I got you.
Give me.
Yeah.
Long stay jammies.
She holds her paw out to the portal.
Give them to her.
Good. Where's my snack supply?
I'm going to need long-stay snacks.
Bob, can it,
long-stay snacks?
Yeah. Like I tried to go through Bob in the first place. Snacks,
and he, it's a 2 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot box.
Cece. I get, when I do extra paperwork, I get extra hungry with excitement.
You can roll insight if you want.
I know 26. What she's doing.
She's bullshitting.
Yeah.
She wants snacks. This is an excuse to get a supply that she can get access to without asking.
She has access to Bob without asking, apparently.
No, only present. She can't ask from where she is. And she's wearing Bob. And Bright Force is wearing Bob.
How about we give you half of this box?
You see there is a very fine that you crack it in half. Like, there's a spot.
Yeah. Right? And it's how about we go half?
That's a travesty. Okay.
Pushes to the portal and she like opens it.
But geez, I need to go to my paperwork space.
And Bridget walks over and this
picks her.
Yep. All right. And she like opens up a like a file cabinet that's been converted into a weasel den.
Little office.
With a desk. It's a little office with a desk in the top floor. And then there's a bedroom down below.
I'll make sure I've been, you know.
She's so chaotic.
And she says, "Oh, we're gonna be working late tonight, boys." And she pulls out like a gambler, like the poker player's visor.
And she sticks instead of putting a card in it, it has a couple pens and a little weasel sized pens.
They run out really fast. Okay. Let's go. And then she cuts off the connect. She says, "Bye, we go." I will talk.
And she doesn't need to go to Kachink, but she does it anyway and cuts it off. And Jolly says, "Your familiar's weird, but we love her."
I understand.
So do we.
All right. So I'll leave you guys to it. You do you. Let's say, how about this? Plan for like 3 days from now.
Okay.
All right. So we have to deal with 1,000 angry.
No, it's going to take 3 or 4 days for them to
talk.
Well,
the other Atlanteans bring them more.
Well, you guys can bring the other ones down here. We kind of have to go talk to somebody and get, you know.
All right, I'm going to shortcut that. He's going to admonish you, make you feel bad about doing the things you did, and basically tell you that if you're going to keep doing this, you're going to kill him. Like, you got to read him in and stop putting yourselves in situations that would get you killed immediately. He doesn't care if you're fighting somebody. Don't get snuffed out. That's all he asks. Fighting is fine. Don't get snuffed out.
Go out with a bang, not with one.
Correct. Die well, not like a dog.
I was pretty accurate with the bang because...
No, you were. I was agreeing and then, like, another example. But, so, that happens. And that's, like, an hour of getting drummed down or dressed down. And then you're back to the boat. And you know...
I would check in with everybody.
They're all good.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Takes
time. You check in. It's all good. Let's say the next day. You guys meet back at the boat for make a decision. Here are your options. Because I'm gonna lay them out for what I have. One, what I have. And two, what we kind of talked about. You need to go to Atlantis in the next couple of days.
Yes.
That needs to happen. And then you need to take care of the Bermuda Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to find Hunger Strike. Hunger Strike's a longer term thing, but it does need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with Lord Oceanus is kind of like more pressing. But for all you know, Atlantis is there. So maybe you should check that.
So we're going to do Atlantis first.
Okay.
Bay of Sigils for
teleportation
circuit. I've tried.
I do have one to scrap that.
Write it down. I got so many balls in the air.
No. We discussed this before.
Okay. So, you need to go to Atlantis.
Yes.
That's really what it boils down to. Make your preparation. If there's something you need to do, there's a spell you want to buy. If there's an ability you want to try and iron out. Do it now. I'll give you guys a couple minutes while I walk around. I'll be here because obviously I don't have a microphone to talk to, so it's just a Yeti, so I can talk from standing. Make your plans. Let me know.
I would like greater visibility, but I don't have access.
Then you can't have it.
Okay.
You could get a one-off charge.
Technically would get it if I got the spell software because of the Gloomstalker.
Do they get it for the slot?
I don't
have a slot. That's why.
Yeah. As soon as Ranger naturally gets it.
So... But you could buy a one-off, the portal chip. You could buy one of those for that spell.
Yeah, not really worth it.
Effectively, it's a scroll.
What about once per long rest?
No. No. Yes, Natalie.
Help.
What would you want?
What do I need?
You are...
Fantastic. Good job, me.
You're pretty stacked.
the only thing would be, something...
Armor-wise? What's your armor?
Sure.
What is it?
Armor 25. Yeah. I haven't needed anything water.
Nah, you got a shin.
Yeah.
My armor class is 15 plus dex.
I have shield up, but yeah.
No, I have a buckler.
Oh, yeah. Well, a buckler is only one to your AC.
It's a plus one.
Yeah, oh, it is. Oh, it's plus one. Okay. But it means you can use a two-handed weapon. It's still a benefit. Okay.
which is why I do D10s and D8s.
Mike, anything you want to purchase or find?
I really think I need, though.
Okay. Art. Art's like, I'm a wizard, damn it. There's always spells I want. Anything you want to prepare?
Remember, I do have $160,000 owed to by the FSA, so you can use that money to buy spells.
Looting
of Dracula.
I have access to all of them.
You only have access up to 5th level.
I recommend the spell Vortex Warp. It's great.
It sounds...
Second level spell.
Sounds like it's a Magic the Gathering cat.
It's already prepared.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's such a cool spell.
I just realized, man.
Your armor class is better? How much better?
Well, because of the tough, I get proficiency bonus plus...
Yes.
So 6 or 7.
Plus...
7 and 5.
Six.
We're only plus 5. Right,
so now. 7 and 5, so 12. 22.
Plus yeah, seven braces of defense.
Then. I had the braces of bonus from the
25 cloak. Yeah.
So the three of us.
I did 25. The math weird, and I thought I added dex.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm blade dancing, I'm 25.
Really? We all hit 25.
Good. That means my plus 15 to hit. All right. So, Art, I'm going to get out with this. I'm going to give you a choice, here, a chance here.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two. I bought that spell while I was at home. Chits. that you can use. And that way we can save the hassle of you trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
The only one I was going to do was Greater Invis.
4th level spell.
Yeah. Which I have access to. It's just a matter of copying it into one of the books I already
which
bought.
Which would take you 4 hours.
Like that.
Yeah. You can do that.
So you literally just have to pay.
4 hours and 200 gold pieces, which is $1,000. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, any other things for the rest of us? That
no?
No. All right, so you guys are going to ready. It is the morning. You guys are ready.
I have one other that I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn Passwall.
That's a phenomenal spell. You should definitely know it. 5th level spell.
Yep.
Before we
that's a full day of copying with those two between those two spells.
Before we leave, I'll make sure that is what's going on.
Thank you for letting me know. Don't get killed, or I'll die with you and haunt you and then beat you up in the.
So Angelo has his nice.
Assuming both of you die.
Yeah. Angelo has his nice meeting with his daughter.
That. We introduce him to his daughter.
You're right.
Correct.
El Combustion would not.
No, he wouldn't. No, but he would definitely cuss your graves out. Like,
and no, he'd find somebody in his back.
Correct. I'll find someone to take you out temporarily so I can beat you up and then send you back. Yeah, so. My brain farted. What?
Angelo, daughter.
Oh, yeah. Angelo meets with his daughter.
Oh.
It's a tearful ring.
Tamara
and Tamara there too.
The captain. Yeah, they figure out that they're dating. He says, "I don't give a shit." He gives them both a hug.
Yes, but Tamara was mad at.
Yeah, but
no,
Dad's captain.
Dad's got it.
All's well. She's a big daddy's girl. Just got done. All good. All's good in the hood now. She's much more valuable than she was. Or much
easier. Oh, we were able to skip that by just having Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fantastic.
AKA Dad's a beast. He shows up, figures shit out, and leaves. And then doesn't leave because he decides he likes it where he's at. Angelo says, do you want me to come with you?
Could be helpful.
I was thinking yes.
He says he's willing to go with you. And he's like, I've got enemies. I've got friends. Hopefully some friends are still left.
I would want to bring more than just...
Tomorrow volunteers to go and Angelo tells her she's not allowed.
All right. Chief of security, maybe?
Victor is in charge of guarding the landing ship right now.
True.
You go down the list and basically what it amounts to is you could take...
Angelo's the only one that...
Angelo's the only one you need. And he says... I could kill everyone in this town before you could. He thinks.
Yeah.
He's not right, but he says that.
There are several people
that... He says, besides Amara.
Okay.
That I know of.
I just...
And apparently Jolly, but...
Meanwhile, Demon's like, I think there's a couple of others, but I can't say anything.
Yeah. But because he met Jolly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. Okay. Game recognizes
game. Did the whole
game.
Scam thing and went,
Yep, and then he shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how does he appear on True Sight?
Who?
Angelo.
Looks exactly like he does. His eye, but his one eye glows brighter than it should.
So it's like when he was looking.
Mm-mm. No, there's something in his brain that basically makes him ignore the laws of when it comes to movement.
It's like war.
No, he ignores all laws of physics when it comes to to kinetic energy. There's a magnitude of power difference. This is a very, very, very small portion of that. So, y'all are ready to queue up. You got Angelo with you, and he somehow got a biker jacket with spikes on it. He's like,
Well, we once we got back, I'd introduce him to the
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking like the Fonz. Because apparently he watched Happy Days with his daughter and Tamara the night before.
I will spend a good amount of time actually talking with him about ethereal, straightening the whole story.
Yeah. So, long story short, if the Celestials are just really, really powerful beings who showed up on Earth and started giving away power, the people who chose them got their power, assuming they passed a certain test. It seems that from him scanning you, you were dosed with blood of ethereal so that she could still give you power when magic went away. And seeing as Atlantis was gone, they didn't have the means to give it that way. If you'd gone to Atlantis, you wouldn't have needed to be dosed. But your whole family's been dosed.
If he goes to school, his power
He could choose. Which would erase both of your chosen. Both of the.
So I can't get three then.
Correct.
That was what I was trying for.
Theoretically, you could roll for it. If you get it wrong, you.
Gotcha.
Both voices in your head, you'd have nothing.
I'm finally free. Oh, sorry.
So that's what you learn. He says, yeah, I have no idea who's going to be in charge. Not who's left. You guys ready to go?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I cast haste on him?
No. You're a
fucking no, I'm joking.
Like he's constantly under that effect.
I know. It was a joke. But I will enter with it on me so I can at least attempt to keep up.
Okay.
And so going using from
the
a...
ships.
Yep.
Because that was what was suggested, because that might help to pick the lock, so to speak.
Correct. And you use the one inside the ship to get there. And I'm going to need initiative as soon as you pop in.
I wonder what Angelo's initiative is.
Roll for initiative, suckers.
I got it.
I don't care who does it. I have a 20.
30.
Or 12.
Plus. Well, of 8.
So, as you portal in, you arrive into a plain cubic room that is 20 foot on a side. Up, down, left, and right. There is no visible door, and that's it.
Oh, what was somebody roll for Angelo?
Yeah, he's got a 45. He goes first.
Okay.
His number is irrelevant. His number is irrelevant because he's useless in this particular... He can't build momentum. Also... What you guys have to do in this room, he has no chance on. So, yeah, you're in a room, and...
What is he with True sight.
Or, like, just...
You know, nothing in emotional sight, and true sight doesn't actually give you seeing that.
There's anything
it's illusions. See. Yeah, there are no illusions.
I just see things that the way they're supposed to be.
Correct. You see plain wall and ceilings. Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. You see a button on each wall.
I will mentally note it to each person.
Okay. And with that, each of you can roll a perception check. For free? No, you already see it. It's everyone else. 25 sees it.
15 plus 10. What? Fuck.
25. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
8 plus 12 for 20.
Okay. Art.
6 plus 6 for 12.
Are you proficient?
There's a plus 6. So.
Yes.
So 16.
Oh, 16. I keep forgetting. Oh, right. Yes.
Everyone but you. Oh, and someone roll. Never mind. Angelo, with his minus 1, still sees it. No, with perception. Never mind. He very much sees it. You each see a button. Everyone but Art sees a button. Everyone but Shinsoku sees a button.
Do I give him advantage for pointing it out?
That's why you got to roll for free. For free. Otherwise, you have to spend your action.
Okay.
To break through an illusion.
Are we underwater?
No. Plain
okay.
White cubic room. And each of the buttons is, it looks like it has like a method to get through them. One looks like it's got a heavy bar in front of it. One has a short hallway full of lasers. There's a button that it's like the button you saw the illusions you broke through, and everyone who saw it broke through them. But there's like one looks like there's a panel that you have to get around, and one has an arcane ward cover. Essentially, there are four different methods to get through to these. That is your action to see it and call it out.
Okay.
So, who's next on initiative?
That would be Angelo is first, then him, then me.
Right, what about my 20? When does my
after me?
Okay. So you see nothing because you did not break the 18. You need to see. You can use your action to look again.
Yeah, I'll look again.
Because using a skill is an action. We never use that, but I'm using it here. 16 again?
Yeah.
All right. You got nothing. You cannot see the illusions that they're talking about. But
I'm also gonna see if I can get Hiro to give me a hand.
Oh yeah. Oh, he says, "Hold on. Look through my eye. Look through my sight. Oh, look, you can see through the illusions."
Yeah.
You use your action, but then you realize I should ask Hiro because he has true sight as well. So, all right, I'm 20. I need dex saves from everybody.
With her bonus.
Yeah, you're all within 10 foot of Brightford.
Plus 10.
10. I don't see my, you guys failing this roll, but I do have to ask.
40?
Yeah. Fuck you, ninja.
It's a dex save, so I take note.
All right. 33 lightning damage.
Plus so the save.
7 I mean,
from 10. DC oh,
plus
18.
10.
I mean, this is equal to her strength and her okay. strength.
So just with her bonus alone.
Okay.
I rolled so, a 6.
Everyone who made it takes half, except people who take nothing. So,
and me.
32.
So 33, right?
33, so 16 if you take half.
So 8.
If you take, yeah, if you take quarter.
Did we have her...
You will have her temp HP, unless you decided to put away her TikTok tips again.
No. TikTok tips. Okay, it's plus 11 temporary hit points I have.
All right. So, that was my 20. Next.
Blaster.
How long is the hallway?
Is it? Okay, there are four hallways. There's right. North is heavy bar. South is short hall with lasers. East is a looks like there's a panel you have to like sneak your hand behind to find the button. And then west is a arcane ward.
Okay, so obviously the strong one handles heavy bar.
Mechanically, athletics, acrobatics, sleight of hand.
So I take the sleight of hand.
Sure.
I mean, I was gonna do something else for the laser one, but Rob's better at acrobatics than me.
It also looks like it's anti-magic as you go through them. You can't magic your way through this.
Yeah, that was gonna.
Yeah. All right. So which one do you go?
Sleight of hand with a plus 18.
Oh, increase the.
No, no.
Because I wrote these a long time ago.
I've always had the gloves of thievery.
Well,
DC is 20. 2, 1, 3.
All right. So you found the button. What do you do?
I guess I don't wait until we all have one. We hit them simultaneously.
That's fine. Is that what you want to do?
That's what I'm running by these guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Bright Force.
There's a heavy bar at the end of that way.
Yeah.
All right. Athletics. What's your plus on athletics?
Tail Divinity for more.
Roll.
Rolling.
You get a 5. You get a 5 or better?
10.
There you go. You lift the bar. Cool. You can reach underneath and hit the button. You hit the button immediately or do you wait?
No, I'm going away because I have good.
I like it. All right. Next.
It is Angelo.
He blurs down the hallway with lasers and gets zapped and blasted back.
Oh.
He tried to do it with pure speed and he just got pounded. He's like, son of a bitch, that actually hurt as you watch him regenerate.
I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're up.
So what's acrobatics. The DC?
20.
He has reliable talent and a bonus of
I don't have reliable talent yet.
I thought you did.
No, that's him.
Okay.
I almost hit 22.
He rolled a 5 total.
Shut up. Yeah, you make it down the way.
I'm expertise in all dex skills.
Yeah, you good?
I have a plus 7 for that, so I have a possibility.
So are you doing it with the wings and just like doing like the
dog fighting
peregrine falcon?
Yeah.
Like, right, you good?
Yeah.
All right. Do you hit the button? Do you wait?
I wait.
All right. Next.
That would be me. So I'm going to go up to the arcade. Board.
And he doesn't have to roll.
No.
You're alone with him. You don't have to roll. You can if you want. There actually is something you could glean if you roll high enough.
Okay.
15 plus 17 for a 32.
With a 32, these are all linked, and something's going to happen when you hit the button.
Okay. I'll make sure that...
And it looks like the formation that was making the lightning is tied to the button. Is tied to the button.
Well, since I'm at the button and they were all waiting for me...
On 3.
2.
1.
Click.
And from the center angel says, hey, door's open in the ceiling. Oh, shit. Oh, lightning. More lightning. All right. And I need dex saves from everybody again as you go into the center.
And we are not next to the Natalie.
Not this time. Dex save.
I'm going to use a luck.
What's hilarious is I got the exact same number. I rolled a 16 plus 9.
Just
20 is the target.
Yeah. How? 25.
Oh, yeah. You got a super buff. All your saves are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's doing the dodges full plate.
I used to.
Oh.
I can use another one. No, I must. Pretty sure. Missed it by that much.
53 lightning damage. Why? You take half. So you take 26.
26, or I take 30.
I need like another.
So what's half?
26.
That's fine. I can do that.
185 minus 26. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I'll keep track of your life total.
I got it.
159 is right now.
Which I'm real good.
Hart's got it. All right.
I got it.
All right. Sorry. Thank you.
It's been a long day, but we're trying to get the recording.
Yeah, no, tonight. That's fine.
No, that was to the listeners. If Nellie sounds delirious, she had a long
no,
day.
No, it's okay. They probably just heard me go, please, Paul, for the love of God.
Okay.
Please.
So there's a tunnel. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So the exit tunnel goes down. goes in the ceiling, it pops up and goes north. So, everyone has a means to get up 10, 20 feet.
Yes. Yeah.
Boop.
She just jumps.
Flop, flop.
Fly.
Carry somebody with me.
Jump.
Oh, no.
Misty, stop.
He just, I carry you. You don't have to use a charge.
I jump.
It's unlimited.
I got unlimited.
Okay. From teleport power.
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
You're lucky I'm delirious, or I would have remembered to grab you.
You would have remembered just to throw him.
And Angela just walks on the wall. And walks and walks up. And Hollow goes down 50 feet, and it goes in the 50 feet.
How many turns pass? I'm probably at
one.
Okay.
It's 50 feet. You guys move faster. I wasn't questioning. After that, it goes on from the 30-54 going. Okay, so there's a 30-foot tall door made of rune metal,
which
huge.
The two smart people would know what.
No, there is no known term for it.
That you said before, there was a term for it. That Boreal would have known.
Oh, yes, it's Arcanium. It's Arcanium.
Arcanium.
A R C A N I U M. Ando says, "Damn, that's a lot of Arcanium."
Mm-hmm.
You know, they taught Tamara how to make it. No, sorry. They tried to teach Tamara how to make it, but the elders stopped them. The elders protect that. It's a secret thing. The elders are the ones who know how to make it.
Okay.
Something to do with. I heard something with alcohol. It didn't make a lot of sense. But Natalie is the only one here who get that reference. She's half asleep. The rune metal made you make it. It has something to do with alcohol and how you make it. I'll explain in the car ride.
No.
Okay. So we're almost through. So. Yeah, there's a big old door. How do you try and open it? There is no visible lock, but it is obviously a door.
Right?
Passphrase? Speak friend and
this predates that by a lot.
But it could have an origin somewhere.
Open sesame!
Are there any writing on it at all? Even with Hero's help?
With True Sight?
True Sight, nothing different. He says there's some small indentations in it. Like,
I have to trace it.
Very, very minorly. Like, there's like four of them. And like that, the compass points top, bottom, left, and right.
So
about a foot in from the, but like right in the middle of the door.
I know I'm not the best rogue in the party, but using our knowledge of,
I'm asking Boreal first.
I was going to say using our locks.
You could make me thieves' tools with intelligence.
So +3.
So my thieves' tools goes from a 13 to a 12.
I knew yours was going to be very similar.
Oh, mine with Dex is a 12.
Well, mine with Dex is a 13 because I get +5 from this.
Correct.
And mine is at +8, but I'm assisting you. Okay. I'm assisting you for DV.
The gloves don't help with this.
I numbered a lot.
Yes, but it's not. It's specifically dexterity, sleight of hand, and dexterity. This is specifically intelligence thieves' tools to understand how a door
works. So then I drop by 6.
But that also means that Art is now, that Shinsoku is now proficient.
Oh, because it's intelligence.
Well, then, to roll.
You can roll.
They're both better than me, so.
You can offer advantage to one.
They're offering advantage to each other.
No, they're each going to roll, so you have 2 shots at it.
And since he gets a minimum of 10, you should
assist him. So yeah. Roll a 20, you're helping.
8. So 10. So 18.
8, so that goes to a 10.
Plus so 27.
He wasn't proficient, it's proficient.
So it'd be 23.
23? With a 23, you figure out that there's probably a great idea. Yeah. There's probably a means to, like, the other one was moving out as a team. He probably needs something similar.
Okay.
Like, but you have to figure out how you're gonna move those things individually.
Does Boreal have any suggestion or a theory? Because it's closer to the building.
No, but this is new to us. This was not here last time we were here.
What about you, Angelo?
I usually just go through doors, through them, but not Arcanium.
Bounce for
that. Arcanium hurts.
Yeah,
I hit it at speed and then I bounce.
What if I hit?
What about the walls around it? It
looks like stone,
so you could go through those walls.
Given some time, yeah.
So could muscles.
Could
here.
We? Could yeah. we help? But, could we go together? Like he go, and then I go. We go back.
Well, he wants us to figure out.
Can we do this?
You just gonna try and go around it?
I would.
Let's try the door.
A tunneling speed.
Yeah. Let's try through it. We're gonna
so
touch all four parts.
Well, at the same time. Hang on. Is one side does it look like it hinge on one side, or does it open through the middle?
It looks like it opens.
Okay.
So take the point to the middle, or take the or we rotate. It would need to be based on how we move.
as Natalie makes punchy motions with her hands.
Well, I'm thinking stronger together. People in the middle. To actually push it open, and then the two people on the outside to actually push in so that it actually releases whatever catch mechanism inside
would so be the two way. Two in, two out?
Yeah, because it's north, south, east, west,
okay.
Up, down, left, and right. that cracks in the middle. The two in the middle are the two that are going to be pushing open, whereas the other two on the outside are actually unlocking whatever the mechanism would be the way I would read it.
So strength stat around the table, not including Natalie because he's a 30.
Welcome, my eyes I'm watering. A 15.
15.
Help me.
8.
Almost done.
9. Almost done. Like, so we're on the outside.
How's yours a 9 now?
I got a plus 1 off of, I had an extra plus 1.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really sad that we don't get to punch through it, but it is
so, that's the backup plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, so you're going to try and lift it open?
Well,
two on the outside are going up and down.
Yes.
Top and bottom. The middles are going together.
Okay. So the top, when you try and go up and down, there's a slight give, and you try and push the outs are trying to push in. I'm gonna need strength. I'm gonna need athletics checks from just the two weakies.
Oh,
athletics.
So they get pluses, right?
No.
Bardic inspiration.
Each of you get a D8.
Don't you need that?
I'm gonna roll the first die and a sorcery point if I need to first.
She definitely says, don't fuck this up, and then bardic inspiration happens.
So sorcery point, because that's a 4.
Oh god. Hey.
All right.
That's good.
So 15 minus 1 is 14. plus 3, 17.
You need 8.
15 minus 1 for a 14.
Oh god.
Plus 8.
So you feel it give slightly. Rico does not. And
obviously,
it reflexes back, and everybody's going to take 2d6. Just force damage as it whacks you. Everyone takes 5.
I'm finally I can do out that, of... Man. No, wait. Half of 5 is
4. And it just whacks you back. Roll me an int check, or...
Yeah, I have it backwards, obviously.
And we have 1.
10. So, 22?
Yeah. You kind of...
Yeah.
It wants to go this way. It wants to go out, not up, not up and down.
Okay, yeah,
so and you need to put the strong people
on the outside.
Yeah, I didn't ask the other two to roll, even though Damon's strength isn't that high. That was the easy way.
I was going to ask, do I feel like it's easy?
Oh, it's freakishly easy for you. Everything's easy to
then
you.
Then why didn't I have an opportunity
Everything's freakishly easy to you. You're very strong.
So yeah, I just had it backwards.
Yep, it takes no effort at all that time.
Yep.
It rips it open. And you appear, the door opens into ruin. Greek columns, you know, combos shattered all over, and I need... What do you guys do? You're in... It's a wasteland. There's nothing there.
Even to True Sight?
Oh, True Sight, no. You're in a military compound. There's about 100 mages on the walls pointed at you, and there's 100 warriors with bows and arrows. Oh, not bows and arrows. With, like, spears with energy charging at the tip pointed surrounding you. Everyone else sees fluted columns.
In the mental link, you see what it is, but what a wasteland.
I need an incident save from the table, except for... Guy, anyone with true sight, so the right side of the table.
Okay.
So it's just you.
Int save with
plus 10
bonus.
Yeah, the DC is 17.
I make it.
Actually,
I didn't even look at the die.
Arden would have to roll because it's Ooh. Hero with true sight, not him.
He can
Did
share
you also roll a 19?
But hero has
so
to
19
do this.
Does plus 10 okay. from Natalie, plus 8 from my int save, so.
His first level room?
37?
I got a 19 plus 13 for
20.
32.
Yep.
Help me.
I do. So, you guys all see that you are in a military compound surrounded by enemies. And as a very tall blonde, wild-maned man walks down the stairs and says, "Ah, it's a pleasure to meet you. It's time to..."
He says that?
No.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
No, it's been a late night. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry the episode's a little shorter than usual, but it was a late night. If you're still listening, we appreciate you. And hit us up on Discord. It's free, and the link's in the description. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.
Sleepy time.
Good night.
So speaking of Discord,